during the off season. Like, that, what was you doing this off season?
I saw a damn TikTok where this dude was saying that fucking Jokic wasn't a top five player, and his reasoning was because last year's All Star game, he was ninth in the All Star team draft.
That's stupid.
That was his reasoning behind it.
No music.
Especially the way that they had the All Star thing set up.
They kept up.
I was like, if that's the case, Dame Lillard is the third best player in the NBA. That's who Giannis is
first overall. LeBron and Giannis literally like choosing who they like was cool with at the time.
They definitely was. And then like motherfuckers being petty. Remember, Giannis was like that one with the reason why he beat him with James Harden. That whole year. It was just being some petty shit. And then who was LeBron being petty with?
Fourths of the motherfuckers there.
There was somebody he was being extra petty with though at that time. Yeah, like I said, you can't use the all-star picking.
Bro, I couldn't believe it.
That's not the same anymore.
Bro, dude, you know? Get fucking roasted in the comments. It was hilarious. Even his fucking people that he was on the pod with, it was just like, bro, really? That's your ultimatum right there?
That was
like,
horrible. That's a horrible take.
Horrible take.
It didn't help that he was white. He didn't roast it, bro.
Horrible take, bro.
But like, bro, I was telling somebody, I said, I believe like, what does James Harden have on these motherfucking owners where he just forced himself out and go to exactly where you want to go to?
He got a black book, bro. He got a black book with everybody issues.
Gotta be,
you know,
bro.
Everything that niggas doing on the low.
He like Dog from Recess, bro. He got that little notebook.
Yeah.
He was a Philly owner, like, hey, I'm the man in the trade. Like, what, you can't do that? He was like, you like going to them parlors, don't you?
Bro, he seen something. I'm like, bro, this man, he just like, he gets out of wherever he's at and go to exactly where he want to. That shit is crazy to me.
It's a new day leagues, man, where they can do where they want to.
He wild. I don't get it. Yeah, he definitely just be doing whatever.
Yeah, it's a new time in the league now. They can move how they want to move, do what they want to do. Contracts don't mean shit no more.
They don't mean a damn thing.
They're gonna figure that out though. Soon they're gonna start making clauses in the contracts where people can't even force trades no more.
Do you think it's needed?
Like
as a fan. You know, so like not speaking from the business aspect, obviously it makes more sense business wise. Like, yo, we gotta have these in place. But as a fan, do you like the shakeup?
The fan in me, I it's exciting waking up seeing trades happen.
Yeah,
like it's dope to see. Like, you wake up and you see a player who was on this team and was really good going to a different team, and possibly pairing up with another player who's kind of good.
Yeah.
Like, my thing is, I like it spread it out. Pause. Like, I don't want to see like five star players all on one team.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, put like spread the stars over here, one over here, one over there. Like, don't have everybody on one team.
Crowd one team. Like, bro, if you're getting traded, when you say if you're on hypothetically the Thunder, you get traded to Brooklyn.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't feel like, all right, I'm out of here in Brooklyn in a year and a half. Like, bro, now you're in Phoenix, KD.
Like it's like the days of team building and like really trying to like build a team from the ground up is like damn near gone.
People, they it seems like a lot of players are scared of the grind. Like, they, like, I get it. Like, you know, once you get in the league, there's a clock already on when you're gonna get out there, right?
Yeah. Especially windows closing, right?
Especially if you are a high energy person, you know what I'm saying, a high flyer, somebody who plays the game hard. Like, injuries and things like that happen. Yeah. So you start figuring out, you know, okay, how can I get the most money, but also how can I get that hardware?
A place where I can compete.
Yeah.
It takes more than a year.
That's what I'm saying, to build the chemistry. People are scared of that for whatever reason. You know, that's why, like, going back to kind of with the whole Giannis re-signing thing, like the fact that he mirrored Dame's kind of, you know, contract, you know, for that 3 years.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like letting you know, like, bro, okay, at least for these next 3 years, we in it together. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I'm like, yeah, let's get back to that. You know what I'm saying? Where, like I said, a dynamic duo, maybe, you know what I'm saying? I understand people trying to get the big threes and shit like that, but having it and saying, like, we about to grind it out and get back to this, you know what I'm saying? And get and build this team up. I think that's really dope. But it just seemed like, it seems like nowadays it's just like, okay, if you want to go somewhere, just make some stink on social media.
I'm not saying everybody that's drafted by their team has to stay with their team their whole career, but these motherfuckers don't even get a chance to test free agency before they get traded somewhere else. It's like, bro, like, what are you on?
Yeah, and it's like said, you know, and it can, matter of fact, you know, hey, welcome back to Off the Clock Podcast, sports podcast that, what was our slogan again? Where the game ends and begins.
Yeah,
man, I appreciate y'all rocking with us on that first episode, man. We're going to continue to build and continue to do more things and, you know, try to build this platform up to something that you guys look forward to every every week. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep rocking with us. Shout out to the Believe Network. This is a Believe Network podcast, and we appreciate all the support there. Yes, but sir. As we were talking about in our code opening, James Harden, the fact that he was traded during the Are You Up hours, that actually because I'm like, I woke up, I was like, when did this happen? And I went to sleep late that day.
He got traded during a sneaky leak hour. Like, motherfucker fell asleep and woke up. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Got to trade James Harden.
He said, oh, shit. Got to trade James Harden. It was just so sneaky because, like, all that earlier that week, they was like, Clippers, they pulled out. They ain't doing it no more. Yeah. It was like, what happened? What changed?
I remember, we talked about that in the first episode. It was like, Clippers are out. And all of a sudden,
something happened.
Literally, that's the funniest way to put it, bro. During the U up times,
it was definitely peak. Right. It was peak sneaky link hours.
It's wild because I was definitely up. I was still awake. I ain't gonna lie. All of a sudden, my phone was like,
I woke up to people like, "Hey, dog, you see what just happened?" I was asleep like a motherfucker. Like, "Dog, you see this?"
I wonder what changed, like between when they said no to then. Like, I wonder.
From what I'm hearing, the NBA pressed Philly. That's the rumor is the NBA press Philly because James Harden is a star player. You know, they on the team's asses sitting star players.
Yeah,
like, they couldn't give a legit reason why they were stopping them at the plane, not letting them play. Yeah. Like, they were like, look, if y'all not going to play this nigga, trade him to a team where he can be suited up and he can be seen because that nigga going to help sell tickets.
Yeah.
Wherever y'all send them. You know what I'm saying? The NBA, they ain't playing, dog. Mm-hmm. These stars, if you ain't got something really wrong with your ass, hey, you shot, can you still run? Yeah.
Can you still jump? I do love the idea.
Do your jersey still fit?
I love the idea. Right, cut back on that noise restriction of the
me
the,
too.
The rest, bro. It's
The NBA.
That
NBA
shit used to just bother me so.
Well, I just like that there is stipulations to it, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, look, you can rest if you want to, but you're not going to be eligible for none of the accolades. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like that
because you got to
think. Yep, because you got to think that really does skew. You know, like your stats. Let's say, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I only played 50 games, but like, it's going to make it seem like I've been averaging 40 per game when, you know what I'm saying? Somebody played the whole season. Yeah. And they was putting up similar numbers, like they slightly below because they played more games. It's like, yo, we got to add something in here. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, look, if y'all get, I get it. If you got to sit out, you got to sit out. If you want to sit out, whatever your regimen is, you get, but like, you're not about to get the full benefits of a full-time player.
Facts.
So we had, what was it, James Harden to the Clippers? What is it now? Russ, James, Paul, and Kawhi?
Yes.
Who starts?
All four of them.
All four of them going to start.
You think?
I think they're going to run all four.
I did see, what was it, Rachel Nichols tweeted today that James Harden is planning on making his debut on Monday.
Well, actually, let me rephrase that. All three will start. Russ is definitely coming off the bench.
Russ been killing it lately, bro.
He has, bro.
Like the last half of last season, and then like Russ been going. He's gotten to a level where it's like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't as bad. Where it used to be blooper reels every day for Russ.
Yeah. But Russ is still he's still Russ, bro. Like, I feel like teams. It's like you can't go wrong having a player like Russ. Let's be honest. Like, he's going to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He gonna leave it all out there.
He's still going to get 20 minutes off the bench.
Yes, all the cliche shit that, like, coaches say about players. Like, he's going to leave it all out there. He's going to give it all. That's Russ. He's going to do that shit, bro. But his version of giving it all, bro, it's going to be a lot of bricks involved.
He has been balling this year.
A couple turnovers. But he has, like, he turned the corner this year.
Yeah,
I think it would be
when he was on the Lakers when he was coming off the bench.
Yeah,
I was like, I think that
he's coming off the bench for the Clippers.
Yeah, he was coming off the Clippers.
And honestly, on some real shit, if they willing to put their pride to the side, bro, a five involving Russell Westbrook and James Harden coming off the bench.
Now that'd be crazy.
We'll be OC.
That would be crazy. I mean, I ain't
let's be honest. This shit is not happening. This is me literally talking shit. This is like. This is cap.
Jamal Crawford made it his entire career off of coming off the bench.
No, James Harden ain't coming off nobody. James Harden ain't coming off nobody's bench, bro.
No, it's over.
But here's the thing. He's still alive and breathing. James Harden's not coming off of nobody's
bench. I told you, if I was over there, if I had to choose between James Harden and Russ, I'm choosing Russ to start over James Harden.
Really?
I've always had Russ over James.
Well, the Clippers.
I've always liked Russ over James.
The Clippers have an issue with scoring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't see them choosing to have Russ on the floor over James Harden.
If Russ and James are shooting 10 threes a game,
who you going with? Who are you going with?
Russ is making two of them motherfuckers.
Yeah. And then
four of them motherfuckers and then just the backboard.
James Harden, Philly James Harden kind of showed that he can facilitate, he can run with the ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He could dish it off. He's
still a real good passer.
Yeah, he showed that he could do that. And then also, it's still fucking James Harden.
True.
Yeah. They still got to hold fucking James Harden.
Yeah.
Bro, it's crazy because, like, because it's like, all right, so Russ is back up for James, and then what, Terrence Mann's back up for PG?
Yep.
And then we got Kawhi, and we got PJ Tucker over there.
Yep.
Yeah, because he got moved too.
Yeah, PJ starting, right?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah,
PJ going to be like,
He's
gonna be kind of like he was with the Bucks.
So the second unit is going to be what, Russ, Terrence Mann, Coffee, PJ, and
that's a nice little backup.
That ain't a bad backup. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah,
I've always kind of rooted for the Clippers ever since I was little. It's like it's kind of cool to see them still have a nice little squad. Cause I fucked with the Clippers when they had Paul and Griffin and all them dudes. Like,
man,
I fucked with Lob City Clippers for sure.
I'm gonna date myself, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I was fucking with the Clippers when they had Darius Miles,
Elton Brand.
Yeah, I remember that.
Quentin Odom, bro. Lamar Odom was there. Quentin Richardson. Listen, these niggas won
Niggas
no games. These niggas won no games.
They was cold to watch. They were cold to watch. These niggas was getting blown out, but I was still like, oh shit, Clippers, man. Let's get it, Darius. Because they see like some niggas, like that's what it was, bro. They was some niggas, bro. And we just kind of fuck with their energy. They was just like, it was just, they was dogs on the court. They was just like, thug it. He definitely brought this shit to LA. Yeah, they brought that shit, bro. They was dogs, bro. We just like that. It was like, listen here, it's kind of like that Portland team.
Yeah,
like Portland Trailblazers, that wasn't really winning, bro.
That was the Jailblazers,
but never forget
the Jailblazers, nigga. Bonzi and them, nigga.
Bonzi,
yeah, bro. The niggas was smoking weed locker room. The niggas was smoking weed. Come out, get your ass 48.
What do y'all think? What is the hoodest? Is they the hoodest team ever? If we had picked like the team, because you know what, I ain't gonna hold you. The Bucks had a moment.
The NBA,
the Bucks had a moment.
I remember going to the game and seeing old Jameo do the GD handshake with somebody. I was
like, hell man, what was old boy named? Light skin cat? Why can't they
call
him Monte Ellis? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the Malice in the Palace Pacers team was kind of wild.
I would say the Jailblazers was a thing. I love them niggas. Them niggas was cold. I fucked with the Jailblazers. They was thugging.
Yeah.
They was thugging, then they was coming to hoop. I fucked with them. Let's see, that Golden State team.
I was about to say, with Matt
Golden
Barnes.
State team with Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson.
We can't forget about them, though.
They was smoking in the locker room, too.
Going crazy.
Jill, that's it.
Hey, bro, low-key, I am going to pick the Jailblazers because they have Rasheed Wallace, bro. That dude was a pure thug, bro.
They had Philly Fro Pippen.
Yep, Philly Fro Pippen.
Like, let's not forget. It was like Fade Pippen. That's what he's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Now, Philly Fro
Pippen.
Kept a 3-5 and a pistol in the locker.
Yep.
Like he was on some shit.
They
weren't playing.
He was
there for business. Like, for real. The Jailblazers was different, bro.
Yeah, they had Stoudemire running the point.
Zach Randolph was the quiet killer, though.
Everybody came out the tunnel with red eyes.
Man.
Hungry. Niggas eating plenty popcorn at the timeout. Niggas was hooping.
I remember, bro. Monte Ellis and them, bro, and the Bucks being at games, though. They was shaking
wild.
Up every instance. It was like y'all didn't even have to shake up with
and
that.
And I fucked with that era, dog. I fucked
with Monte
and
that.
I fucked with OJ Mayo, man.
Yeah. The Bucks were definitely super trash. They ended too quick,
bro. We should have more time with that team, bro.
Right.
Nah, I'm cool with it. We
I think
I hated Michael Redd.
I think the Jailblazers
is one of my
The Jail Blazers might.
The Jail Blazers might be up there. Yeah.
Go to State. That Golden State team is close too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the Madison, the Palace, they're close three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I wouldn't even say the Pistons. The Pistons just fell into a random time, but like but yeah. that Pacers squad was definitely on some shit. That
plus the Pistons also it's hard to be have a name as the Pistons when the Bad Boy Pistons was a thing. Yeah. It's like, bro, y'all ain't doing that. It's kind of hard to put y'all up there.
I don't think it's been a team. Well, I can say the people don't act like they don't see it, but that San Antonio team, when they was on the championship run, they will whoop your ass on court.
Bro, David Robinson, that nigga used to clothesline niggas in the air.
Manu and Bruce Bowen will fuck you up, offense or defense. Yeah. I've seen Manu come up for a layup and manage to like injure a nigga. Like, it's got the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Have the ball. Like, you're like scoring. Shit, like, how are you doing that? You hurt niggas while you got the ball. That shit crazy. Yeah, Bruce Bowen, like, we all, like, anybody who watched basketball around that time, though, Bruce Bowen was like one of them niggas. Yeah. You did not want the host.
Nah, bro. He was defensive like Kawhi before Kawhi got there.
If you from Milwaukee, Bruce Bowen hooped like he played basketball at McGuff.
Yeah.
You know what McGuff is. Imagine nine niggas on court, all in black Air Force Ones, and they play like Bruce Bowen.
Yeah,
you are getting hurt.
Whatever basketball court that y'all got in y'all city, McGuff is from Milwaukee. It's one of those ones. Yes. Like, if you play there and you good there, you really earned your name, but you also might also have to fight.
Not a mic. You get buckets, you got to fight.
You got to fight. Hundreds of times, I've seen hundreds of fights. You spectating too hard and you say 2 minutes clap. You got to fight.
For real. Give a nigga 2 minutes, too much props and shit. Like, come on, bro. I'm running. Step to the side.
Like, you got to fight. Every instant.
You there for a family barbecue. You got to fight.
Definitely.
Shit, me and Burke didn't fought there, man. We didn't have a fight there.
Everybody done had a little square situation at McGuff.
But speaking of the Bucks, so the Bucks are 2-2 with Dame, and you know,
first week of Dame.
Yep. I'm already seeing people wavering already. Panicking. I just want to let's break it down.
The highs and lows.
Let's start with you, Jake. Man, should people be panicking?
It's like I said earlier. It's gonna take time to get the chemistry down. Mm-hmm. I mean, what Dame had like what maybe a dozen practices, maybe before the season started. Mm-hmm. It's like. They still got to figure out the spacing on the pick and rolls. They still got to figure. They gonna figure this shit out, bro.
They ain't even really getting live yet.
And honestly, like Giannis said before, he was like, they're kind of just running the offense through Dame now. Dame's gonna fit in and find his role, and then when they figure all that shit out, bro, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's gonna take more than four games to figure that shit out.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Everybody saw game one and was like, "Oh, we're gonna get this shit every night." It's like, no,
you got to build that because, like I said, once we get into like we haven't really even seen the heavy like. Dame Giannis 1-2, right? Like, we haven't seen they trick bag. We haven't seen when they filling it, when it's just like flashy and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, once we get into that, where Dame is throwing it up and Giannis is coming out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? And when they running crazy plays and shit like that, where they highlight, like must-see TV.
They haven't gotten Middleton involved really much.
Yeah, like, he on minute restrictions.
He's on minute restrictions right now. I mean, they're just kind of going with the flow, trying to figure out what works.
Yeah.
This first month or so of the season is just going to be a trial and error.
Yeah, it's going to be to see what teams or what fives work together, the chemistry with certain players.
Exactly.
It's going, like you just said, it's going to be trial and error. And why that's happening, you got to understand. And a lot of people just look at it and just be like, okay, Giannis and Middleton still there. Brook Lopez is still there. If you really look around this team, we got a lot of new players, bro. There's a lot of people who's inserted into this team that has to figure out where they stand. We got a young dude who's our project right now, and Marjan, and he's trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's like we got projects, and then also we got this new star player. We have to figure out what he's going to do. He has to find his way before we figure out anything else.
Exactly.
So it's like you got to get a shit time, dog. I'd rather them lose now.
Of course.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are expecting them to run out and, we don't lose no games, and they want to start with a 10-0 run. No, fuck that. No. Like, I don't want to see a perfect season.
I don't want a novelty season. I don't want a season where, chasing Warriors record and shit like that. Facts. Like, nah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
No, because every year the Bucks have had the 1 or 2 seed,
It don't turn out nothing.
We end up disappointed.
Exactly,
in the
playoffs. It don't turn out to nothing. Boston but a lot of teams, a lot of teams do that, dog. Like, yeah. But what people got to understand is dog. It's all about how are you playing going into the playoffs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck this. Like, don't get me wrong. I would love to see our team look good right. during the season. Yeah. Play good during the season. Win some games. That's cool. But if we were to fly below the radar at 5-6 mm-hmm. or, you know what I'm saying, 4 or – I'm cool with that. We ain't got to be number one yeah. during the season not to me. Don't. Like, I'm okay with, like, a 6-5 seed. Yeah. I'm all right with that shit. As long as they go into the playoffs looking like they fucking ready.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that's all that matters. Like, after the All-Star break and everything, with like, seeing how, like, okay, how are they focused? With like, yeah. they got the fucking eye of the tiger, you
our
know
bitch,
what I'm saying?
Our bitch looking good together right, when they out there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
do we got good rotations? Like, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, do we have set plans, you know? Because that's what I'm really looking for. Like I said, seeing all most of our failures came from, like I said, that fourth quarter, right? Yeah. Relying solely on Giannis, you know, every now and then, you know, made a step up, Bobby yeah. Portis will go crazy. But like, so what I'm looking for is that consistency throughout the game, right? Yeah. One of the tweets that I saw that made me say, see, that's what I'm actually waiting for us to get to. Somebody said, to defeat the Bucks at their prime, you're going to have to deal with three quarters of Giannis going crazy mm-hmm. and a fourth quarter Dame.
Yeah.
And I said, that right there is the scary situation that, like, if we get to that point where, because Dame's still gonna cook no matter what yeah. but fourth quarter Dame, everybody knows it's yeah. different, you know what I'm saying?
With that being said, like, my thing is, like, when you really step back and you like, what's the version of seeing three quarters of Giannis go crazy? Like, people hear that and they're just thinking like, oh, he's just scoring. No,
no,
three quarters
no,
of Giannis no. going crazy is him scoring partially,
yep,
but defense. Nothing get passes
no. bro. No, three-quarter Giannis
at the basket,
is...
he's rebounding everything on offense mm-hmm. and defense. He ain't got a score to affect, really yeah. affect the
and
fucking
get,
game.
And he getting at least six assists.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, and then that's the thing. That's where you letting Dame cook, you know what I'm saying, do his thing. Because, like I said, fourth-quarter Dame is his crazy time, yeah. right? Facts. Dame can cook no matter what. We already know. We know that Dame is a walk-in 20-plus, yeah. you know what I'm saying, just by not even doing it. What the Dame effect is when the clutch time happens and shit, we could be down 9. That nigga Dame can score that fucking three fucking yeah. threes back yeah. back like that, and now we tied up.
And
you
just,
know what I'm saying?
And Bucks fans, be calm.
Yeah,
don't piss him off. Right, like, don't right. piss him off. Don't get it. He got enough shit going on already. Bro. Don't get this fucking hit where he reading y'all bullshit because y'all really not real fans. If
right.
you really are a fan of Dame or you watch the NBA, you know that a player of his kind of caliber, you're going to get spotty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no player in the NBA who scores the way Dame Lillard scores and does it every fucking night.
Bro.
It does not happen.
This is how I know.
It don't happen.
Steph is the greatest shooter ever to touch the basketball, right?
Yeah.
And, bro, there's been, like, he made the bad shot a good shot. And there's been moments that I've seen people where Steph, like I said, a shooter gonna shoot. That right. means that a shooter's gonna be off. And there's been moments where Steph was off. People was like, ah, man, y'all, Steph, see, Steph can't hoop. Yeah. Steph, you know what I'm saying? But then next game, he does 6 in a row from literally from the fucking half. Yeah, and they're like, oh, he's the greatest shooter. Like, bro, y'all gotta chill with this sometimey.
Yeah.
Like, if you want the nigga to be a shooter, then you gotta understand that sometimes, like I said, it may the issue, like, what judges it the best way is, yes, a shooter's gonna shoot and they're gonna have some times, but they have way more times where it's like, yo, you can't stop this shit.
But also, you gotta remember that's Steph. He's testing.
No, I know what I'm saying.
He's tested and approved.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Golden State fans don't give a fuck. If Steph has a bad night,
that, yeah.
they're like, eh. And I feel like Dame should have the same respect.
Dame should definitely have the exact same respect.
I feel like
Dame
should have the same respect to where if he have an off night, we don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we just be like, oh, fuck it, bad night. Nah, acknowledge a bad night. But yeah. at the same time, don't fuck want to kill him for it. Like, or back to Portland type
bro,
shit.
Bro, literally,
like,
it's on, the bro. Mario and Luigi effect, bro. Like, Luigi is just as dope as Mario, if not almost better in certain aspects.
He's just green.
He's just green. And so, and Mario got all the sayings and everything, so people fuck yeah. with him. Steph is like Dame is just like just as cold as Steph.
Why ain't your Luigi no sayings, bro? Like,
bro, his sayings is all scary sayings. It's whoa.
Nothing, bro.
They made Mario the hero in multiple games, but they made that nigga bro. Luigi. He's scared of a ghost man. I'm like, bro, that's fucked up.
Scary ass sidekick and shit. Like, why I gotta be a bitch right. ass nigga? Like,
but like Dame, like I said, Dame definitely should have the same respect and level of trust like Steph. But because Steph is just so fucking amazing at it, and we see it night in, night out. People was like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people try to discredit Dame. Well, not discredit, but just don't give him his props.
So I would say what it comes down to now with the old Dame shit is he played on the West Coast for so long.
Yeah, he did.
Bucks, like, local Bucks fans don't watch West Coast basketball. No. I was like, they're coming in.
They do it just LeBron.
They're coming in without really seeing who the fuck Dame is on a nightly basis.
They just come in all the Sports Center highlights.
39 night one, they expect that shit every night. They're like, and in their mind, they're like, okay, he's one of the best scorers, one of the best shooters in the league. He has an off night in the game two. Now he's fucking trash. It's like, bro.
This is how I knew a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I love my Milwaukee Bucks and my homies, but this is how I know that some of these Milwaukee Bucks fans were definitely not true fans. Because when Dame first came, it was like, oh, Dame doesn't look like he wanted to be here. I said, nigga, when have you seen Dame be happy? We've seen Dame send people home and not say anything and not crack a smile.
He hit a game-winning shot, one of those iconic game-winning shots in NBA history, and me mugged him.
They don't be smiling like that, bro.
This shit just happened.
Y'all have not, and even so, you might not even fail. Like, so you saw Kawhi try what he was.
For real. Weird as hell. Kawhi a robot. I don't care what nobody says.
Kawhi is
a robot. And nobody ever seen that nigga outside really just doing anything normal.
His endorsements is still the same. It's literally like, bro, y'all must have forgot to update the personality chip of him or something, bro.
Quiet robot. I don't care what nobody says.
He got his contracts on 2K to stop playing the game and shit.
that nigga's a robot.
That's so fucking crazy.
But I would say with the Bucks, to go back to that, I would say just they got to kind of – the Bucks fans got to kind of treat it how baseball treats their – like, just look at the last 10 games. If you go – your goal is to go at least 6-4 in 10.
I'm surprised that
if you can go 6-4 in 10 – you're going to have a good ass season.
I'm surprised that we're even here in regards to that. Like, I get it. We've had, like, a solid-ass 5 years, you know what I'm saying, where we was competitors, top spot, and everything like that. But don't forget where we came from, y'all. Like, don't forget where we came from.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Like bro, it was a time where they were literally giving away Bucks tickets to the Bradley Center.
Remember the year before we drafted Jabari Parker? And
beg you. Please come to a Bucks game tonight.
We won, like, what?
Look, 15
games that year?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
He was trash.
Yeah, trash.
Like, yo, like, calm down, y'all.
We have another star player is here to play with our star player.
Bro, we have a generational star player that brought in a legit another first ballot Hall of Famer star player to team.
Yeah.
That didn't have no, like, the joke was that they talked about it publicly where he was like, no, I'm trying to get you to Portland. He's like, no, he was not trying to come here.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, like, y'all got to chill.
Yeah, shit. Right.
Y'all got to relax.
It's been four games. We play our fifth game coming up here against the Knicks.
We have a lot of time for this team to get together in jail.
Yeah.
Get together. They practice. They hoop together. They learn each other's tendencies. This is like, this team is learning in real time. Don't forget, we just got Dame not too long ago.
It ain't been that long.
Y'all expected instant, no L's in the L column. Like,
fans got spoiled with night one. Bro.
We got spoiled. We definitely got spoiled. We got spoiled.
Got spoiled with night one.
I feel like real fans didn't, though. I feel like real fans know the vibe.
I was happy for it.
Real fans know the vibe.
But we didn't get spoiled, though. I think that's what Bergie's saying. It's like, we was happy for it and everything. And you know what I'm saying? But real fans, they saw that win. They got spoiled. And then when we didn't win back-to-back, they already started shitting on us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, wait. Like, do y'all not know how special it is to go back-to-back? Like, that's not, bro. Hey. That's not normal.
Or how special it is to just win one.
To win one, bro. Think about it this way. As great as that Dallas Mavericks team was with Dirk, they got one.
Yes.
They got one.
Motherfuckers ain't mad about it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, like, yeah, I get, we want to have multiple, and we seem like we have the makeup to be that, to go crazy and get some multiples like that. And we got a player that wants to stay here who can really do that. But it's like, yo, again, don't forget where we came from, y'all. Right. Right. Like, geez.
We are still a small market team.
It can get dark.
Yeah,
it can get dark really quick, so just relax.
Yeah.
Relax.
So, speaking of talent and everything like that, Bergie, I know you brought it up. You wanted to talk about Bobo versus Wimby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk your shit.
I seen the conversation of I think the start of the conversation was Shaq on TNT.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He brought it up and he was just saying, like, you know, people are acting like we never seen like a player style of Wimby before. And everybody's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, Bol Bol. And I'm like, yeah and no.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say no for, let's be, he ain't a fucking Wimby.
Like, yeah, he definitely ain't.
He's not Wimby, bro. Like, he's good. Bol Bol's very good. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he trash. He's not Wimby. Wimby is just like, he showed us more as far as like being able to really insert himself on defense and insert himself on offense. Yeah. I feel like Bol Bol, he's damn near like a hybrid version. Not saying like he's on the level of KD, but if you go off like player type, I feel like he's like player type KD.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Wimby is like a player type, like fucking Tim Duncan, hybrid, Dirk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's a difference.
Like, he's closer, a difference.
He's closer to his player build than Bol Bol is, if that makes sense.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
yep, like, I see what you're saying.
Bol Bol is good. You know, I'm not going to say Shaq is fucking crazy, but... Mm-hmm. He smoked with a little.
So I wonder if he just saying player type. So does player type have to be on the same level, right? So like if two players play the exact same, but one is just way more efficient or effective,
yeah.
Can you still say they have the same player type?
I could say they can be similar. Yeah. I feel like you can't really say like this player is like almost like a replica of like to keep it in San Antonio. Tim Duncan was damn near David Robinson 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a better version of David Robinson, which was funny, the fact that San Antonio was able to get him.
Yeah.
It was like, we literally getting this nigga's replacement, and he's better than this nigga.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when that's like, I'm sure if you really looked at watching Tim Duncan at Wake Forest, I remember hearing the comparisons, and they were literally comparing him to David Robinson.
Yeah,
like,
nah,
this nigga is the new David Robinson. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
So him being better, like, shit, David Robinson didn't get a ring, Tim came, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wanted his rookie year.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like...
Big fundies, man.
So it's like, I feel like a player could be close to a build or eclipse that build. I feel like it's no middle.
Okay.
If that's making sense. And I feel like Boa, he's not close. I mean, he
yeah, I don't think he's close to Wimby at all.
He's not close.
Yeah, he's there.
You know what I'm saying?
Wimby came in the league already better than Bol Bol.
Yes.
Yeah. And Bol Bol been in the league like, what, 5 years already?
You know what? I think
about three or four.
One of the reasons why I think Wimby is also so effective is that, like, he doesn't seem like he's scared of the league. Like,
nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, that's also what gets in your way. Like, you may have all the talent, but then when you see the actual NBA talent, like, you get a little bit shook. Yeah. Wimby came in like, nah, bro, I'm here. I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah, you know what I've been saying? Here already.
The only thing that he said was when he said American players play like it's life or death.
Yeah.
Because
really it is. You know what I mean? Like, you need to understand, hey, we could be going tomorrow. You playing against niggas who ain't got a, like, solid contracts.
Yeah,
like, I might not be able to play tomorrow. Like, I might come in and be like, hey, G League, my nigga. Like, damn, I had 15 last night. Bro. Like, nah, like, bro.
You had 15, but you gave up 30.
Exactly.
I think the idea of what Shaq was saying, I totally understand. Like, because he was saying mostly like the archetype. His length, his ability to shoot that Bol Bol developed over the time. He still got some decent defensive presence.
Yeah.
But it's like, bro, I mean, I think it's the overall package of the player. Wimby just came in like that. And Bol Bol, like you said, though, Bol Bol, good player, really nice player. I would, you know.
He Wimby, though.
Yeah.
Now,
what's crazy about Wimby is that.
Like, Bol Bol is doing shit, and you're just like, damn, Bol Bol.
That's what it is.
You're like, okay, I see you. You done added that little to your arsenal.
Yeah.
Wimby already got that shit.
And the thing about Wimby is, and it's kind of, it's the same thing that I had when I first saw KD. KD, his build, where his arm, his legs, I'm like, it's gonna look goofy, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, thinking everything was gonna look goofy, and then it was like, no, his shot and everything looked like
fluid.
So with Wimby, I'm like, bro, there's no way, and his stuff don't look goofy.
Yeah,
I'm just like, bro, like, there's, how are you this lanky, like, bro, and your shit still looks like a good form, and like your shit looks like fluid and everything. I'm like, bro, this is crazy.
Really?
Like, bro, when do they start making niggas like this, dog? Like, this is a wild.
The robots, bro, the NBA robots, dog.
NBA robots. A couple of weeks back, did you see that football game where they brought, like, actual AI robots to the game?
Yeah.
Bro, that shit be AI be tripping me out. AI, robots, all that shit, bro. To me, bro, that I know this is a sports podcast, but I'm gonna get on some conspiracy theory shit right now.
Here we go.
Bro, I feel like, bro, there's certain elements, and there's gonna be one person, most likely Elon Musk, is gonna put all these elements together and create something that's crazy, because AI is running on its own, doing its own shit, putting out crazy shit. Yeah. And they're making robots that you can push and then it stumbles and gets back and fights you. And I just feel like somebody's gonna take that, and they're gonna take that, and they're gonna put it together and try to do something. And next thing you know, we an iRobot again.
I was gonna say, bro, it's gonna be iRobot.
Man, Buffalo fuck around and put together a fake player on y'all ass.
Bro,
you gonna get drafted.
They had a robot basketball player, and he was guarding this dude, and they was like, can an AI guard him? And the dude busts his ass. He did a step back on him and everything. That shit was wild. I'm like, I mean, but robot was damn near lifelike, moving and shit. Like,
the AC Green, the Sean Bradley build and shit.
Bro, imagine you in football, you on that front line, and you see AI robots on there. But like, it looks like a regular nigga, but you only catch something. Like, you catch the eye turn red or something. You're like, hey,
hello.
And nobody want to believe you. And now you just got to go up against this big 300-pound fucking.
This nigga AI.
This 300-pound robot that's most likely 3 tons, not 300. Bro, that fucking gonna fuck you.
It's gonna be like Fallout 4 when they had the sense. You couldn't tell. They were bleeding. Right, like, they ate food. Everything.
That's gonna be crazy, bro. Like, these fucking AIs and shit.
AI teams and shit.
Imagine a 5v5 of pure robots. That shit would just be. That shit would be boring as fuck. Everything would be telegraphed.
Right.
All your passes and shit would just be. I don't know. That shit would be boring as fuck.
All right, but maybe talking about football, man. The trade deadline happened, man. What moves did you guys like the best from this trade deadline?
For me, because I already said I had them kind of being the team that got, you know what I'm saying, the championship this year. I feel like that Chase Young to the 49ers. That's it.
That was definitely the big trade.
I feel like that sealed the deal. That made me. Officially, like I was already saying that was gonna win it all.
Yeah, you were saying that.
But now with that, and you know what I'm saying, we still gotta watch it, see what's happening with Debo. I know he's injured right now, right?
Yep, Debo's hurt.
Now I feel like they're getting missed. This second half of the season is gonna be where they really turn it back up. But then that defense, bro, listen, bro. 49ers got the kind of defense that can win you a Super Bowl.
That shit gives me like New York Giants when they were beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like when like everybody on their D-line was a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Like,
bro, they got Chase Young and Bosa.
Yeah.
Bro.
And they got
seriously, bro.
They got fucking Hargrave. They got all them dudes, man.
Listen, man. They got the like the hard nose. They got the kind of players that, you know, they be saying like players be like on the field like hitting like torpedoes and shit.
Yeah.
All them niggas hit, bro. All of them hit, man. It's gonna be crazy out there, man.
You could literally rush four, and you got damn near four all-pro rushers, and then you got Fred Warner in the middle, just like, Greenlaw chilling there.
I dare you throw it deep. I dare you to hold the ball 5 seconds too long.
I was gonna say, I guess the only bad part about their defense might be their secondary, but it's good luck throwing on them.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna have no fucking
time. Gonna have time to get the motherfucker out to even play with our secondary that?
It's gonna be nuts.
I got the 49ers, man.
You got the 49ers?
I mean, that's definitely the big splash. I mean, I know, I don't even remember all the moves that were made besides, I know our Packers traded Rasul Douglas, which...
Yeah.
I mean, we can get into that probably a little bit later. But, I mean, Montez Sweat got also traded to the Bears, which is the funniest shit ever. Like, I fuck with Montez Sweat as a player. Like you said, off pod, though, his last name is Sweat. So that's just instantly funny, bro.
Keith Sweat, nephew.
Keith Sweat, man.
That's just instantly funny.
Definitely red.
And Sweat. Also, it's the Bears trading for a defensive player.
Which is hilarious.
When you don't have a fucking quarterback or an offensive line.
I know he was like, fuck.
Bears?
You sure NFL players be they be like that with the Bears too?
I think NFL players do that with teams in general. I think if an NFL player is traded to a team that they know damn well there's nothing happening, they know they want to be in the goddamn discussion of Super Bowl and all pro shit. Well, they go into a team ain't shit happening, they're gonna be mad as a motherfucker. Or imagine like you playing for like a team like San Diego.
Yeah.
Or you playing for the Raiders and shit with all the glitz and glamour. And then you wake up, they like, yeah, fam. Yeah. It's over.
Nah, we got it.
It's over.
It's the
speaking of the 49ers though, did you see like the trade history of what the Commanders have given the fucking 49ers, or like what they've gotten in return. It was Trent Williams and Chase Young. Mm-hmm. And it's, all the fucking Commanders there. Got was 2 fifth-round picks and a third-round pick.
It's something there. Like,
so probably it's arguably the best left tackle in football.
It's some under-the-table shit going on for sure.
And a DN with untapped
some
potential.
Some extra checks.
Like, bro, all y'all got was a 2/5 and a third. Like,
for real,
you got fleeced.
That doesn't sound so commanding at all.
At all. Like, fucking Washington.
The Washington.
Fucking tripping, dog.
They should go back to Washington. Commanders is such a trash name. That is the weakest name I've ever seen for a football team.
It's not like a team.
I kind of don't hate it, bro.
It's not like a team.
I think it's probably one of the worst names in NFL, but I still don't hate it. It took a year to grow.
How do you say the worst name that, but don't hate it?
It's like
I said it's one of the worst names.
It's like what do you think is the worst? It's like a TV show team.
Yeah, it is. What do you think is the worst NFL team name? Because I don't see nothing worse than the Commanders.
The Commanders is definitely top tier. We're worse. They up there.
Yeah, that's.
No, but let me think about it. The Browns is pretty trash too.
The Browns is easy worse. Because
what the fuck is a Browns?
Cincinnati Browns.
The Browns is up there.
Cincinnati Browns is just kind of.
The Cleveland Browns is definitely up there. Cleveland Browns is
the worst for sure. I don't like the Titans. I mean, it's okay.
It's cool.
So I think they should have just never. The Texans might be the worst, low key. I don't like that.
I got a problem with the Texans.
Bro, they should have stayed the Oilers. Houston should have just done the Oilers. Bro.
Yeah, I like the Oilers. The Texans ain't bad though, bro.
Who got the hardest name? I kind of like the Raiders. The Oakland Raiders got a hard ass ring to it.
Yeah, that's
hard.
The Vegas Raiders.
The Vegas.
I like the Vegas.
Yeah. I like the
Pittsburgh Steelers. I like
Pittsburgh Steelers is hard.
The Steelers sound hard.
Low key, the Packers kind of got it's a rough name. If you think about like the idea, like,
I've seen people like do funny plays on the Packers.
Yeah.
So wait, that ruined it for me.
I kind of like the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs is cool. I like the Chiefs. I like the who else? Chiefs. That's a good one. The Steelers. That's a good one. I like the Buccaneers. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh yeah, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are.
I'm just trying to think of someone
I like the idea and the history of the team, but it's also like they'd be random.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I guess the Buccaneers is code. I also fuck with their logo too.
Yeah, they love their uniforms. I like the throwback logo, the one with the creamsicle jerseys.
Yeah, I don't really like the creamsicle.
I like that one, bro. I like that one, fam. I think because I like the jerseys though.
Yeah, I like the modern Bucks uniforms. I don't really fuck with the creamsicles like that.
Yeah,
just because I know the history of when they had them and they were the worst fucking. They lost like 20 some games in a row or some shit.
That's why the fans don't be like when they wear jerseys.
Yeah,
they're like, this is the loser jerseys. So put them motherfuckers away.
Also, because I remember they wore them shits in Lambeau and they beat us.
Yeah,
I remember that too. Josh fucking Freeman, bro. Yeah.
Hey man.
Yeah. So speaking of the Packers, man, let's get into some Packer news. So Packers lose their fourth straight game.
Yep. This podcast, when it comes to the Packers, is going to sound like a tape recorded conversation with you. When it comes to me, because I'm going to say the same
especially
shit to y'all.
This season, bro.
Listen, bro, we are at the dark ages.
Yeah,
we got lucky. We're in another situation where we were a fucking we were a spoiled fan base.
Spoiled as a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? We came off of 30 years of dominance. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to our QB situation, like we've had great teams due to our amazing quarterbacks. Right now, we're at a place where we're looking for something. We're looking for a spark somewhere and to build off of that spark. Shit not happening. We need a new alternator. We need to go to a fucking shop.
Our biggest problem is we're just too young.
Yeah.
Very inexperienced, but our receivers are super young and like, I would say this shit. I'm gonna say this on camera because it's here. Jordan Love is not the fucking problem.
He's not
the fucking problem.
And I'm
and
on paper.
Like Kurt Benkert, former Packers quarterback. Yeah. He's a Twitch streamer and things now. He breaks down quarterback film.
Yeah.
He was literally breaking down all these plays, and he's like, "Bro, what is Jordan Love supposed to do on this play?
Fucking
receiver ran into the
and he doesn't have the kind of line that he would fucking need for the kind of player he is. He's a mobile quarterback, and they're giving him a line to the point where he doesn't have.
I swear,
but he don't have he don't have the time to really like formulate a good fucking play because the line is doing this.
Runs, he gets like yelled at on the sideline. Yeah.
It's almost like they want. It seems like they want him to be a pocket like quarterback. And that's not his game.
No, he's not.
Really let him off the fucking leash. At this point, I'm the fan where I'm feeling like the season's going to be what the fucking season's going to be.
Let's see what he can do.
Let's see what he can do. Let him off the leash.
Treat him like he's fucking Meg. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, the receivers ran into it. It's like, bro, how do you blame him? It's like saying he's mad. Yeah. Like, shut up, man. It's your fault.
The Packers and the Bears have the same problem with Jordan Love and Justin Fields. They just need to let the quarterbacks loose.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Pretty
much what I'm saying is why you gotta say it like that.
There's no other team we compare him to right now.
As far as the talent, you just need to let them play ball.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Like rookie Lamar, they was trying to cuddle and do leagues this way. Next year, they let his ass loose. He won the fucking MVP. You need to let these special talents showcase their fucking talent in the way that they know how.
And I agree with Bergie. I think, like I said, once you realize the season is going to be what the season is, then, like I said, because obviously, you know, you want to start prepping and prepare for, like I said, the next season or, you know, postseason, you know, if you think you're going to get there. But it's like, if once you figure something out and you see, it's like, you know what? All right, this season is going to be what it is. Let's just experiment. Let's let them cook. Let's see what we can come up because you might see, like, you might disagree with every move that he's making, but you might see a gem that you say, "Ooh, I can build off of that," or we can work around that.
Why when we were talking about, we mentioned earlier about the Rasul Douglas trade.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Packer fans were super upset about it because of what he meant to the team.
As far as
in his short time on the Packers, you know, he became a real like spark plug for the defense, a real leader right away.
Mm.
But he's like, bro, the Bills offered a third. That's a good bro. Everybody, you are stupid if you don't take that trade.
Rasul Douglas, unfortunately,
he's on the wrong side of his career. He's turning 30. He's going to be in the back end. A true potential option I saw would, let's see, he don't pan out and they cut him. Packers might be able to go get his ass right back. You know, like, you never know.
True.
I mean,
Stranger things have happened. And also, I feel like they need to let this team play. When I say that, I mean, as fans, y'all need to understand we in a dark age. Don't go in expecting 9 touchdowns from this quarterback. Don't go in expecting to see shit that I've seen a lot of. Man, Aaron Rodgers with a – he gone.
We gotta stop talking about him not coming back.
Like, dog, you need to understand this is a dark ages. This is what we have right now. Mm-hmm. Let them play. And honestly, if they're going to keep Love, if we're not going to do something as far as getting another quarterback, they're not going to try to figure out a situation. Let them play. Let fucking lose. Let them take their bumps and bruises as a fucking team. And next year, they'll come back with a little more respect for each other. They'll want to play harder for each other. Exactly. This shit might turn around next year. It might be a whole different team, and the attitude might change.
The team does fuck with Jordan Love.
Yeah.
They're all just young, and they just got to build together. It's like a young NBA team. It's like the core has to figure this shit out.
Yep.
But I will say, I will have a different actual perspective of how the Packers are on the next episode because I'm going to the game this weekend.
Okay, cool. I will be there at Lambeau against the Rams.
So I'm looking forward to seeing
that. So this is Jordan Love's first year as a starter, right? Aaron Rodgers' first year as a starter went 6-10.
We went six and ten.
You know what I'm saying? He had 13 interceptions. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, it wasn't.
It wasn't all the first two years, you know what I'm saying?
He made that 6-10 look a fucking amazing.
That is true. They gave him an extension.
That is true. Let's be clear.
We saw potential in him ASAP. He was on that field throwing that motherfucker. And we was like, yeah, nah. nah, run it back. Yeah.
But what I'm saying, it was still we had to let him cook before he became that man. Before he became that bad man. True. We had to let him cook.
Devil's advocate, though, Aaron Rodgers also did walk into a situation with the best offensive line in football. Damn, there are arguably.
That is true.
Like
that's
facts. He wasn't getting sacked in 3 seconds. Like Logan. That's facts. That's the only. I mean, he had his.
But that's not really that devil advocate. That goes back to kind of what we said. It's like, bro, you can't blame Jordan Love for everything.
No, you can't blame him for everything.
You can't blame him for everything.
He's the quarterback, and he's going to get the praise when he does well, like against the Bears game, like even in the Saints game. Like everybody swore up and down, like the defense had nothing to do with the Saints win.
Right.
Yeah, like it was like all about the fucking Packers winning.
But I mean, if his peers, like I said, if they fuck with him, that gives him a little bit.
They do.
Yeah, that gives him a little bit light to keep on going.
They're doing it where he won't rebel against us. To just kind of be like, because I think they did a thing where they asked Aaron Jones, who is top three quarterbacks in the league, and he said Jordan Love is number one. It's like, of course he's going to say
guy.
It's his teammate.
That's his guy. Yeah.
He's trying to show.
Well, but at the same time, that's good, though, man. I like hearing that kind of shit. Like, big your people up, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like,
because that would be kind of wild.
Because at the end of the day, Packers are not having a typical Green Bay Packers season, but it could be so much fucking worse.
True. Yeah. True. I came in expecting, listen. I can't been expecting no fucking wins, like on some real shit, because I was that much against Jordan Love. Like anybody who know me, I've been saying Jordan Love wasn't the one for us when they drafted him.
Yeah.
I was one of them people. Him. I was like, shocked. No.
See, I didn't know much about him, so I was going to give him a text from you.
I knew enough about him up and coming into maybe like a month before the draft, is when I started seeing his name pop around.
Yeah, I felt like they took that pick of getting a quarterback too early. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
But this is what we have. He's here. And honestly, on some real shit, me as being a fan, he's exceeded what I expected. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's had games where I've seen what he could fucking do. Like, nah, it's something there.
Yeah.
If they put the right line in front of him and he's able to be who he could possibly fucking be.
Now, we're not saying he's perfect. He's definitely missed a lot of fucking throws that he shouldn't be missing.
Yeah. And I feel like that comes with age. I feel like that comes with time
comes with experience.
Yeah. I feel like if he gets enough time being the number one option quarterback and comfortable as being that option, I feel like he gets what he needs.
Like a lot, I know, like, I guess I'll say it's fuck. Colin Cowherd hates Jordan Love. Like he shits on him every fucking day.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, he's like, oh, he's year four in the league. You can't treat him like a rookie. It's like, bro, he's a rookie on the field.
Yeah.
Well, so
he's played like three games before that.
Right, because you got to. Like being a starter is a completely different monster, bro.
It's like, really, you just pulled up. Like Aaron Rodgers didn't come. He wasn't MVP Aaron Rodgers game one.
Season one.
And how long was he? And how long was he with us before he became starter?
What, 3 years?
3 years, I think. In 2005 in his first 2008.
So it's like, you know, you got to treat that different because now you are truly like the go-to, you are truly the decision maker. Like you are that person that leads. Cause like even when you coming off the bench, you got the respect because you quarterback, but like you don't got the same level of command that the starting quarterback has.
I just said if Jordan Love can just get with the offense and figure out how to get a 17 a game, cool with it. Getting three touchdowns a game in the NFL is tough.
Yeah.
I know, granted, like modern day NFL, you see Mahomes and just they doing that shit.
They make it look easy.
They make it look easy, bro.
It's not. You see teams, I mean, fuck, look at Denver just gave, they scored 9.
Yeah.
Arguably the best offense in the NFL scored 9.
Yeah,
it's for real. This shit is a week-to-week game, and I think the Packers are just...
It's about whoever show up, man.
It's all about...
Whoever fucking show up.
It's just like fucking just going back to like an NBA. Like when the Bucks had Giannis his first couple years, he was on the court.
Bro, I remember...
And it wasn't because he was trash or they wanted you, like, bro, go out there and fucking play ball and figure out what works for you.
Right. Facts. Yeah, because he did. Because I remember when we first drafted Giannis, how people were so upset.
Bro, people were like, who?
They were shitting him. I didn't boo, but I definitely said, yeah, who was that? Yeah, but I was like, well, shit, let me see what he got.
People was mad as hell.
Mad as hell. That's why every year when that post come up, the Bucks reposted, when they said we signed it, that comment section is hilarious.
Oh, I definitely go through that every year.
It's funny as fuck.
It's always like, we should have took such and such instead.
I can't remember who was at the time.
Bro, person ain't even in the league no more.
Shit, there's a lot of motherfuckers that draft not in the league anymore.
But we didn't talk about it last week, but it has succeeded, and I want to bring it up. But the Texas Rangers win the World Series in 5 games. Now, Jake, you are more of our MLB baseball person, so this is your time to shine and cook, man.
I was like, I wasn't upset we didn't talk baseball last week with the playoffs going on, but I was like, bro, I love baseball.
I know you.
Football is my number one sport, but baseball is easily my number two. Like, I will watch baseball. I love watching basketball, too, but I fuck with playoff basketball. I really don't fuck with regular season games like that.
Okay.
Except for, like the first game in the Bucks. Yeah. You want to watch that just to see how things are looking out.
Facts.
But, like, my girl knows this, too. Like, she'll come home from work, and I'll just be sitting on the couch watching a brewery. It's my shit. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, it's boring. It's like, bro, every fucking pitch mattered in that playoffs. Like, I
watched
almost every game of the playoffs. Even the Brewers games, I was pissed that we got knocked out. But, like, I watched almost every single Texas Ranger game that they played. That fucking team was so good, and they just overcame so many obstacles.
Yeah.
Of just, like, bro, they had Jacob DeGrom, who's arguably the best pitcher in baseball. He was out all season because he had surgery. And then they traded for Max Scherzer, who was on the Mets to start the year. He got hurt before the playoffs. He made a couple starts, got hurt this and there. But it's like, bro, this team was so fun to watch. Like, even the Diamondbacks. Like, like the entire playoff run, though. I mean, watching the Astros get the 7 straight NLCS or ALCSs, rather, was cracking. Like, just the playoff baseball in general was just fun as fuck to watch.
Now, so, beginning of the year, did the Texans, were they favorite? Or did it look like?
No, they were.
So, was this the underdog winning the World Series?
So, both the Diamondbacks and the Rangers, which were the World Series teams, 2 years ago, both teams lost 100 games in the season.
Oh, jeez.
Which is
so they all trash.
162. They're both trash. And then last year, the Rangers lost 94.
It's about a turnaround.
But they were super injured. But then what they've done is they spent money the right way. They spent $500 million or almost $1 billion on two people. Marcus Semien and the World Series MVP Corey Seager. Both of them got fucking buku money.
Were they worth it?
And bro, Corey Seager had one of the best statistical seasons in history. He won World Series MVP. Like, there's just baseball is the biggest numbers sport.
Of course.
Go into all the detailed numbers and shit like that, but it would get way too nerdy. I know, like, granted, geek said. It's like, just the numbers is crazy. Like, his averages, like, everything was crazy. Like, his clutch gene was just nuts. Like, you got to just see nonstop. And I watched the entire game last night. I was just sitting on edge of my seat. It was a good ass game. It was boring as fuck for people who like only like offense.
Yeah.
Like Zach Gallen, the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks pitcher, had a perfect game through 6 innings.
Okay.
So, and then Corey Seager gets a fucking single in the 7th. Then they score a run on a double from Evan Carter, who's 21 years old. He only played 60 games in a regular season.
Yeah.
Like fucking just a rookie out of nowhere, just coming in,
throwing in there. Playoffs. Yeah, like,
And then they were up, and then the fucking just some errors by the Diamondbacks, and then Marcus Semien, the dude I said earlier, just hit a fucking 2-run home run in the 9th inning, and the whole stadium was just demoralized.
Oh,
because it was in Arizona too.
Yeah.
Like, and they were just like quiet. It was like, bro. And then, you know, credit to the fucking the Rangers pitching staff. That was always their boogaboo all season long. They had one of the worst bullpens. They shut that shit down, dog. It was exciting to watch, man.
Like, I'm gonna go back and see some clips of this shit.
Now it was insane.
And this is their first World Series title, right?
First World Series ever. Yep. They started They started in Washington.
Yep.
I mean, they've had.
That was Washington. It was called the Washington Senators.
Now that's trash.
That's a trash ass name. Washington Senators.
The Senators. It's just some niggas in suits, like.
Yeah, so
that mascot, nigga in the suit, like.
They've always had like a negative connotation on their playoff run because they were in the World Series. I think it was 2012.
Yep.
And they were down to the final strike to win the World Series, and they ended up losing the fucking World Series. They're down their last strike to win it, and they lost. They lost the Game 6, and they lost Game 7 the next day or whatever.
Damn.
It was wild. But, I mean, like I said, just Corey Seager, for instance, like he became the – 4th player in MLB history to win multiple World Series MVPs.
Okay.
He is the 2nd player only to ever win it on 2 different teams because he won it the COVID year with the Dodgers.
Okay.
In the shortened season or whatever that he won it that year too. And then he's also the only player in MLB history now to win World Series MVP in both leagues. So nationally and American League. So it's like
he the first.
He's the first ever.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, so that's what they had a hell of a year.
Because Reggie Jackson, Mr. October, when he won World Series MVP, he was on the A's and the Yankees, which are both in the American League. So it was like there was history made too.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, former Brewer, guy I was sad to see, Will Smith. Not that Will Smith. he also set an MLB record. He's the first player in MLB history to win a World Series on three different teams in 3 years in a row.
Damn. Hey, that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was on the Braves 2 years ago, then he was on the Astros last year, and then the Rangers this year. So it was wild, bro. Like,
talk about not knowing how to pick them.
They were saying in the offseason, they were like, Shohei Ohtani is the number one free agent. They're like, nah, Will Smith, bro.
For real. Really good look.
Big Willie style out here, man.
I can talk baseball all day, bro. It's, like, now it's over. I'm kind of sad, but it's also, like, fun.
Yeah. So what is the MLB offseason like? Because you know how, like, you know, so, you know, NBA offseason, NFL season, we deal with so much stuff.
Quiet. I mean, it's getting more publicity now just as the sport is growing worldwide and things like that. Like, free agency is becoming more of a big deal. You still see, like, a lot of small transactions that kind of make bigger news in the NBA or the NFL. Like, when, for instance, like, when the Bucks signed Brooke, it was just kind of like, oh, Bucks signed Brooke Lopez. Like, yeah, it's in baseball, it would be kind of the same thing. It's like, oh, the Brewers signed such and such. But it's starting to get to be bigger news. Like, Seager signed with the Rangers, when DeGrom signed with the Rangers, when, like, Trey Turner signed with the Phillies. Like, it was big deal. It was also big money.
Yeah.
Because $300-some million contract. Yeah, and shit like baseball, that, which is
they shoving
crazy.
Racks out.
They've always been a top casher out.
I saw something today that said Shohei Ohtani is projected to get 10 years, 450. Because he pitches any hits. So it's like two-way. So that you're paying for that.
I should have stuck with baseball, G.
Bro.
And I was, when I was like middle school, I used to play on these baseball teams, and I was actually cold, bro. Like, I was in this league that used to be based off of regular teams, but that they did the whole like you trade in and everything that, bro. I was a short, I did shortstop, but I was also, because I was fast and I had good hands, so like I was a player sought after a lot because they was like, yo, we can use you a lot. And bro, I'm like, but I just never stuck with it, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I just didn't stick with it.
Start your 410.
Bang, missed all my 410. 410.
Could have 410 in the back.
Could have had the easy 410 on the light day.
But then the offseason consists, there's a lot of steps that go to the MLB offseason. I mean, there's like, because the rosters are constructed so much differently.
Yeah.
Because there's the regular 40-man roster, which you keep 40 men on your roster that are just on your roster, but the MLB, you're only allowed to have 26 members on the roster. So those 40, those other guys that make up the 40 man, they're down in your farm systems basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's like a Rule 5 draft, which is where you get to take guys, you get to draft people from other people's teams that aren't on their 40 man.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of like, there's
different shit. There's
like multiple levels of free agency. There's like salary arbitration and just all sorts of shit. Baseball is also the stupidest sport when it comes to free agency because you have to have 6 years of MLB playing time to become a free agent.
Okay.
So it's like if you play 60 games and then you get sent down to the minors, your clock stops.
Oh, shit.
So it's not until you play in MLB games that your clock is still going, which is why a lot of teams, they'll manipulate that shit where they're like, when a guy is getting close to his arbitration number, they'll send him down. And then it'll just like, and then okay, we got them all next year too. That's you'll see like Chris Bryant for the when he was on the Cubs, he fell into that. Like,
yeah,
he came up and then they sent him down for a year and then they brought him up and that's when he won rookie of the year.
Oh, shit.
So it's like you kind of get the player under a cheap contract before you pay him, type shit. But then now you see a lot of these guys are getting paid early, like
to lock them in.
Yeah, I mean, like Fernando Tatis, Julio Rodriguez in Seattle, like they all. First, second year in, they're getting 10-year deals. It's like, shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, then there's a draft. Well, no, there's the MLB draft happens during the season. It's during the All-Star game time.
Okay.
Yeah, the MLB draft happens right after the College World Series ends, pretty much. So that's also another thing that's kind of weird about it. Because you don't see MLB guys that get drafted come up right away. They spend a couple years in the minors.
Right, they do, and then, like, the MLB they have walk-ons that they let try out as well so like that portal of talent, how do you guys figure out who's the person to watch outside? Like, is it just paying attention to that? that draft day.
Yeah, you just pay attention to that player at that point.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, you can find people from all over the place. I mean, there's international pools now where they have an international draft.
Yeah.
But you got to pay them. You pay them actual money now. You don't pay them like a rookie money.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Like, yeah, like all the international guys coming from Cuba, Puerto Rico, all that shit like that. Like, they're getting paid right away.
You know, I'm gonna make it a point to start paying more attention to the NBA.
I am too. I'm telling you, I'm gonna make it a point.
I'm letting y'all know now. Deuces is gonna start watching more stuff around the MLB league.
It's fun too. I listen to a lot of it. I follow a lot of the stuff through podcasts mostly because you know it's tough to sit there and really watch a game now that I got a kid and shit like that. Yeah. But it's like, I still will sit down and watch a game if that shit's on. I mean, my son didn't pick it up the whole playoffs, baseball, like the whole time, bro. Like, he does a show football too, so that'd be cracking. Yeah.
So, quick hit, just want to talk about it real quick, you know, before we get out of here. But the NBA did release their City Edition jerseys. Yeah. How do you guys feel about the City Edition jerseys? So, the Milwaukee Bucks one is kind of, they use like spots to represent all of the fans that came out during their district. Yeah.
I like the Bucks one.
But to be honest, like, they don't have to do this every year. Like, real shit. Like, it's starting to kind of just get like, all right, do we need new jerseys every year?
It's like, I don't hate the idea of a team's wearing, because I'm more of the college football style when it comes to uniforms. Like, I like variety.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's also like some of these varieties be just super trash. No. Like the Magic one just looks like it's like a black version of the worst Magic jersey in the history of Magic.
The Bucks version looks like the Atlanta Hawks old.
It definitely does.
Like,
I see what you're saying with the Orlando one.
I don't like indies like that. I hate, what is that one?
Who's?
I don't like Houston's. Oklahoma City's looks like one of their
regular
uniforms.
Brooklyn probably got the hardest one.
The Kings is cold. I fuck with the Kings one though. The old school in there.
Okay, yeah.
I fuck with that one. But even like the Suns one looks like their uniform they wear now.
Yeah.
Like the Knicks looks like a Knicks.
The Miami Heat one is trash.
That might be the worst culture. That one looks like you know how like you go to like one of them off-brand, off-rack shops, and then you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to get I'm going to get a Miami Heat jersey. It's like, who made that?
Miami Fat Farm jerseys.
This morning, I forgot. I saw it when I was on my way to work. I was like, it said Heat Culture. We didn't get Dame. Like, that was hilarious.
That shit whack. That jersey is trash.
Yeah, that jersey
they could have just kept the Heat on there with no culture. Just left it alone. Like, for real, like, it's stupid.
Bro. Yeah, no, I don't really like it. I don't really like these as much at all. I mean,
the Knicks jersey is the same jersey they wore, like, in the 90s and shit. But that's the old school jersey.
That's the Carl Malone joint.
Them
Raptors
always been hard.
It's just the fucking Drake uniforms. That's all that is. That's all that shit
is.
Definitely OVO.
The six guys. Definitely OVO inspired.
That might be one.
The Phoenix one's kind of like.
And then the fucking Memphis is same. The Memphis is just bacon. Says the Valley. It's just bacon. Memphis is just strips of bacon on their shirt, on their uniforms. Memphis in the middle right there. It's just strips of bacon, bro.
Why does it look like that?
The Nets is the one that they went. They tried to go at least try to do something different.
I like the Brooklyn one. Out of all these jerseys, they got the choice to buy a couple of them. I like the Bucks jersey. I like the Nets
one. The Lakers one is just weird.
The Lakers one look.
The Clippers.
It's the wording. I don't like it.
You're going to see barbershops all over the world have clips. That's all you're going to have. Denver just has their area code.
The Cleveland one, the Lions.
Any jersey looks like a WNBA jersey.
The Cleveland one looks like a D4 college basketball team.
It's like the colorway for the Indy jerseys.
Minnesota's one looks like a cheap ass A shirt.
That shit looks like
that's the shirt that your uncle wear definitely when at the barbecue with no shirt underneath it.
That shit looks like an early 2000s fucking Timberwolves jersey you got off Wish.
What team is this?
District.
That's Detroit. I kind of fuck with that one.
They got the motherfucker, love you, sexy. They got the throwback tropics jerseys.
I like the idea of teams not just having the Will Ferrell specials. But yeah, a lot of these uniforms. They definitely got the motherfucking tropics jerseys. And I feel like the Bucks City Connects are getting worse and worse as the years go on.
They are.
That's why
I want them to stop. Like, bro, we don't need this every year. Mm-hmm. We don't need this every year. I still fuck with the cream jerseys that we had. Like,
right. Bro, the cream jersey was hard.
Do we gotta do a new one every year? Like,
also,
man.
I think I think also I'm just tired of the blue. Stop throwing this blue in it.
I like the blue.
I don't like the blue, bro.
The blue that they inserted of the last one, when they first inserted the blue.
With the stripes with all the different colors on that was cold.
Now, I like the design. I just don't like the blue, bro. For me personally, I don't like the blue.
The yellow was cold.
I don't like it. Because, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We was green and purple. And then when we started doing that green and cream, I fell in love with it, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, that. And then when they were doing like the black and cream, I'm like, this makes sense. The blue is just throwing me for. I have not. It came out of nowhere. I've never subscribed to the blue.
It came out of nowhere. I'm still glad
you didn't bring up the Christmas colors though.
That was weird. I was like, where did this come from? Like, why the red and forest green?
Like, yeah. They were like same logo.
It reminds you of medicine.
It was just so odd, bro.
Robitussin, it's like what the fuck is going on right now?
Very medical.
Like for real, I want to feel better.
Very damn medical, man.
That shit was all Christmas themed for some reason.
Right, man. But yo, man, this has been another episode of Off the Clock Sports Podcast, man. Make sure you follow us on all social medias. You know what I'm saying? We had some stuff on the ticker. You know what I'm saying? If you was watching it, you know, I put a little secret message in there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, like, you follow the rules on there. We're going to start doing giveaways and different contests and stuff like that. But we want to hear from y'all, you know what I'm saying, in the comments, man. Make sure y'all let us know what y'all think about the show. What topics did you guys want to hear us cover? What other sports? Like I said, right now we've been primarily talking about NBA, NFL, and MLB. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? Where would you like us to dive into? What are the things that you want to see from us? And again, make sure, again, look in the descriptions of this video. Make sure you follow everybody on their personal social medias, especially, you know what I'm saying, during the seasons, because you know, right now you're getting this content from us, but also there's so much more content that we do that's just not necessarily a video. You want to see me and Bergie go crazy on the timeline taunting anybody that's opposing the Bucks.
Yeah,
follow us. You want to see Jake and his gaming clips, but also his commentary around just MLB wrestling, bro.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Follow that, man, because like I said, we are fully incorporated in the world, and we want to make sure that you guys see who we are as people and get more invested into this podcast. But again, shout out to Believe Network. This is the Geek Set Podcast production, and we are out.
Peace.